My name is Cupid Valentino, the modern day Cupid, and I just want to say one thing. Happy Valentine's Day. I don't think y'all heard me. I just want to say Happy Valentine's Day. Can y'all dig that? Now, when arrows don't penetrate, see. He shoots straight for your heart. Now, and he won't miss you. Well, that's alright. Y'all won't believe in me anyway, but.
What's up, ladies? This your boy, T.Y. Mobile, bringing you another episode of The Direct Edition, where you get the latest news and opinion on comic books, video games, anime, and the related movies. I get feeling fine, baby. Oh, I'm sorry.
Classic.
We throwing out a special podcast for the ladies. We come in, as of course, Valentine's Day is coming up, and everybody, I mean everybody, has got that damn gift that you can't do shit with.
Yeah. Amen. Hallelujah, Twan. Speaking of T-Wan Mobile.
Hallelujahs.
Everybody has got one. I mean, Valentine's Day is coming up, and I'm going to take it a few years back. For Valentine's Day, I got a sander.
What have you done with the sander, Twan? Sander.
I haven't even seen this at your house.
I got a sander so I can finish a bookcase for my graphic novels. But a sander? I mean, damn, a sander. I might get in trouble for this, but a sander?
You could have bought that on any other damn day.
That'd be like getting your girlfriend something practical like a vacuum cleaner.
A toothbrush.
Exactly. But this is a Direct Edition. This is your homeboy, T-Wan Mobile. We sitting here with a roundtable discussion. We got Dirty C Jeezy in the house.
I'm here and I'm happier than a fat gopher in some loose dirt.
Mad Wicked.
I'm back.
And Master Jushin.
Happy Valentine's Day to all the ladies, because I will be looking for one and all.
And like I was saying, you know, we've all got that damn gift for Valentine's Day, for Christmas, for whatever and whatnot. All that gift you can't do shit with. So ladies, we come to you to let you know the perfect gifts to get for your man, whether he's a comic geek, whether he is the avid gamer, whether he is an avid action figure collector, whatever. We just dropping hints for you so you won't fuck up Valentine's Day this year.
And we won't have to lie to you by saying, this is great.
This is great. I mean, there you go. Every guy, like I said, here at this table and out there listening to this stupid show has always got the one thing. You know, women, stop giving your man gifts that you like cologne you want him to wear that you like, because that shit made me sick.
Hey, baby, thank you. I don't know what to say. I'm speechless.
Exactly.
We are taking this shit over. Valentine's Day is no longer for the heifers. No longer for the heifers.
Bitches, get out the way.
What the hell was that about?
Big wild animal in the jungle.
Yeah, I know. You got a little bit of aggression there, Jushin?
Master Jushin, don't go to the dark side. Stay away from the dark side.
Nate's on the dark side. Why can't I join Nate?
I was born there.
He has fun. He's got a swing set. All I got is his little fucking tricycle with the one good wheel.
There's booty on the dark side.
There's booty on the dark side. Booty on the dark side. We got booty on the dark side. Booty, booty.
So let's take a first step in. You know, someone said, who was it that said, you know, don't be afraid to get your man a gift certificate for Valentine's
Day?
Yes,
that was, yes.
Mad Wicked, that was you?
Indeed, sir.
Can you elaborate a little bit on why not to be afraid to get your man a gift certificate for Valentine's Day?
It's kind of like that part of the soul that's always a teenager, how you always just want money for Christmas, your birthday, or something like that.
If you are
scared or you're having a little bit of troubles, like, what does he really want? Or, well, hell, he's got everything, you know, better safe than sorry.
Yeah.
Exactly. You know, go ahead, get his gift certificate or where you know that he goes, what he likes, or even if it's just a damn Visa gift card and stuff. You can't go wrong with that.
Best Buy?
I'm down with that.
It's like that's like a man's toy. That's like a man's toy store right there.
There you go.
We get a Best Buy gift card. We get a Best Buy gift card. There's a lot of things that's coming out that's dropping in the stores that we can pick up.
Or you could go to your local comic book shop, like here at Gotham City on the corner of Beach and Southside Boulevard. Run by... Run by Dirty D himself.
3D.
3D.
Dangerous Dick Dastardly. Yeah. Dun, dun, dun.
You know, in Jacksonville, Florida.
But also coming out this month, there's a few games you can pick up for your man. What we got? What we got? Aliens versus Predator.
Aliens versus Predator.
Aliens versus Predator.
Do you know how many hours of enjoyment you're going to give your man if you get him that? Hours and hours. They will love you for that. They will even probably go a couple of seconds longer in bed.
You get to play as an alien. Just gets to fuck everybody up on the left side. Just throwing it, just slashing motherfuckers and eating.
Well. Yeah. And I say, I want to be the Predator. I want to, like, impale somebody.
Skin motherfuckers, yeah. Hang them upside down.
There was three, wasn't it?
And ones. Then you get to play as the Marines. Who are just food for everybody. So if you're a Marine, you better be a crack shot and duck quick, because the motherfuckers is coming for you.
I want to be throwing, like 4 feet, like, hacksaw blades of people and stuff and cut people.
I'm not playing unless they got Arnold Schwarzenegger's character Dutch in that motherfucker.
Yeah. And big laser sightings and lasers and knives, and you get to impale people and stuff. And not that I'm want to do that or anything, but sorry. I'm excited about that.
It's okay. It's all right.
We also have Bioshock 2 coming out.
Yes. Now, Bioshock 1, loved it. It's a great first-person shooter game. It gives that nice dark death appeal and
creepy.
Exactly. You know, it gives that, you know, one of those games that, you know, hey, chill everybody, be quiet. Either I'm throwing the headphones or I'm turning up this game as loud as I can and turning off all the lights, and I'm gonna get my blood pressure raised and stuff, because it's that good of a game. Part one was excellent. Can't wait to see what they're gonna do with part two. And
well, Mad Wicked, because I've never played Bioshock 1, could you give me a little bit of the background story on Bioshock 1 for maybe me and some of the more ignorant? And ignorant just means you don't know.
Me.
Not like you're stupid. Well, in some of your cases, not stupid, but, you know. What was Bioshock 1 about, bro?
It was gave a nice little twist. It was unlike any other game. I mean, you got your, you know, your Marine games, you got your Soldier games. It starts off as this guy. He goes, his plane crashes. He goes to this little island, and there's just all these crazy people on there. You know, it's almost like this underwater civilization. And, I mean, they're humans, but they fucking lost it. And they have these things called little sisters walking around. They're like little girls. Their eyes are glowing and everything. And they're protected by these things called big brothers. And these big brothers are just like big hulking things. They're huge. They're gigantic. And they protect the little sisters. So if it's like, you know, and plus if they see you, they come rushing at your ass. And hell, if you don't have a well-equipped arsenal, trust me, the big brother's going to fuck you up.
So you're telling me there's more than one?
Oh, yeah.
Not
yeah,
playing that game. Shit's like fucking, it was Silent Hill. Yeah, I ain't playing that shit. Yeah, I played 7 minutes of Silent Hill. 7 minutes to the damn day. Cut that shit off. Scream like a little girl. Ah!
Quite the voice you got right there, Nev Campbell. It's quite a little scream you got right there.
Yeah, but it's like they spread you up and kick your ass. Put some
sorry, I had a flashback.
Connect them to a damn battery and stab well, yeah, to the goddamn testicles.
I personally never heard a grown man scream like that.
No, never.
I mean, this was a Valentine's edition, bro.
Sorry, yeah,
I got what the fuck know, I was talking about. Bioshock 2.
Let's get back on Bioshock 2. Is this incorporate the same thing, or do you know?
A little bit the same thing, and even in part one, you're able to get powers and stuff. It has, like, these things that you can inject. I mean, whether it's lightning, able to control objects. They have this one where it's, like, you're able to call, like, a swarm of, like, bees, insect, wasp on people. Nice, good twist to it, and it's, you know, of course, like any other, most of the games nowadays, you got your little achievements, your goals to unlock. Different weapons that you're looking
big bosses,
for.
You got to go up with levels or anything.
Exactly, yeah. So it's great. It's a definite on my list. Bioshock 2, bitches.
Thank you. Well, thank you for
and
that.
And then we have Dante's Inferno.
And what game other than Dante's Inferno is telling your man, you know, putting the epic of Valentine's Day in it? Because, of course, it's based off of Dante Allegro's epic poem.
Yes.
Of, you know, Beatrice being kidnapped and Dante going through the
all kinds of nine levels of hell.
Yeah. Going through hell to save his true love. Now, ladies, you know, you drop that in our lap. We're going to be like,
oh,
shit, my baby do love me.
Yes.
But in all honesty, if your ass got dragged to hell, I'd just go find another woman.
See, and then that's the booty Jedi.
This shit for the booty Jedi.
You know, ladies, do not listen to him.
Oh, I'm sorry. This is supposed to be the Valentine's Day.
Yeah, but I'm actually kind of excited about this. I mean, from the previews that I've seen, big, nasty-ass demons, you know, taking a woman, you know, in the plains of hell and demons coming all around, and you got to kill everybody. I mean, hell yeah. And he's got some big Thor mallet looking kind of thing that, like a big
his weapon
scythe.
Is the death scythe.
Yeah.
Death's scythe.
Death's
scythe. Oh, I'm all about that
not
shit then.
Death's scythe. It's death's scythe.
I'm all about that then. Ooh.
I mean, if you get to kill a bunch of demons and all kinds of crap, I mean, the trailer is absolutely amazing looking.
If it's anything like a. Well, we called it God of War.
God of War. It looks like that a little bit. I mean, I don't know firsthand, but it looks pretty exciting.
I mean, you're going through limbo, the first circle of hell.
Yeah.
Lust, the second circle, gluttony.
I think I'd be stuck on lust.
You'd never leave.
Surprise.
I think I'll stay.
You know, I think I'm going to stay and I'm going to take over.
Hell yeah.
You're going through greed, anger. Heresy.
That's mad wicked.
Violence, fraud, treachery, just all the nine circles of hell just to save his true love. That's one way to show your man that the appreciation that you feel for him is Dante's Inferno.
Symbolism is just off the chart, ladies. He'll love you for it.
And besides the video games coming out, we also got a few some movies coming to DVD that's going to be hitting.
Yes.
Halo Legends.
Yep.
That's kind of awesome for the video game fans, too. You know, your man a fan of Halo. Halo series 1, 2, and 3, the Halo Legends anime, directed by the same team who did the Animatrix, and I think Batman.
The Animatrix, Batman Gotham Knights.
So that's another one.
An excellent DVD, by the way.
There you go.
Excellent
you go.
Stories in that.
And they do actually have some excellent stories in the Halo Legends. I've previewed two of them.
So. Well, give us a little preview there, then.
They're like just like the other two, and you know they're short stories. And they're just telling different, you know, key elements of some of the key characters throughout the Halo, you know, mythos. You know, you've got the Master Chief and some of the Spartans, and then you've got the myth behind the whole legend behind the Arbiter role for the elites and so on and forth. And so, you know, it's pretty good, interesting, different art. You know, so you have different stuff to appreciate. You know,
each
instead of just one style.
Each short story is done by a different director, so it's not all that same linear. Storytelling. Mm-hmm. They all piece together, and I mean, like if you've seen Animatrix, if you've seen Batman Gotham Knights, then you know a little bit what to expect. But you can expect it in the Halo universe. Mm. And I mean, something else that's coming on later on this month. Justice League.
Yes.
Justice League the DVD. Crisis of Two Earths.
I'm all about that. You know.
This is where that gift card comes in handy.
There you go.
Ladies, there's nothing wrong with giving the gift of gift cards, baby.
There you go.
Or just straight money.
Yeah. Choose what
it
you
almost
choose.
Sounds dirty like it. Prostitution with Jushin. I mean, dude, it's like dirty and like prostitution. It's like you're paying us off or something. Dude.
I can make brushing your teeth sound dirty as hell.
Yeah, we don't want to go there. We take your word for it.
Yeah. Give a new meaning to dental hygiene.
Let's see us.
What the fuck were we talking about?
Yeah, dude.
What were we talking about? Oh, yeah. Crisis on...
Right. Justice League. Yeah. Justice League.
You know, has anybody seen the trailer to that?
I've seen a few clips to it. Yeah. And there's one particular scene in there where they're fighting... I can't say who it is, but it's the... I don't know if the team name, the team dynamic, but it's the alternate versions of Elongated Man, mm-hmm. and the Flash is beating his ass. And it actually showed Superman actually fighting... the alternate version of Wonder Woman, which goes by Superwoman. Hmm. And I didn't, you know,
she
Superman's,
had it coming.
Superman's supposed to be the Boy Scout and everything like that, so I didn't know.
He starts laying a smack down on
pounding the shit out of that bitch, and I'm not talking about in the Master Jr.
Bam, bam, bam!
You know, anybody got any Prozac for this guy? What's wrong with this kid today?
But so, if you don't know the story of Justice League Crisis of Two Earths, it's Lex Luthor from another dimension. In this alternate dimension, he's the heroic character. And each version of our Justice League in this area has a demonic doppelganger that they have to go up against to save the world. And they call it, instead of the Justice League, they're called the Crime Syndicate. So, I mean, that's something else you ladies can pick up for your man. You know, that's Halo Legends, Justice League, Crisis on Two Earth. And something else is coming out.
Before we get to the gay, just before we get to the gay, the totally gay, just for those couples who find comedy, whatever, but Couples Retreat is coming out on Tuesday as well. So, and it's a pretty funny movie.
I heard that's funny.
It's a pretty funny movie. So if you like Vince Vaughn and Jon Favreau, also the director of Iron Man and Iron Man 2,
pick that up.
Nice plug, Juice. That's right. I mean, yeah, it's perverted still, but that's okay. Great job, man. Good job.
But like I was saying, another one that's dropping into something else we can pick up with the Best Buy gift card, Boondock Saints 2.
Yes. Mm. I've seen it 4 times and it keeps getting better every time I see it. That is one of the best movies out there today. If you don't have Boondock Saints 1, go get it. Watch it 30 times like I did in a row. I even took off work. And then pick up Boondock Saints 2. You will not be disappointed.
If I wasn't black, I would claim I was half Irish.
Yeah, I mean, it makes everybody want to have St. Patrick's Day every day. I mean,
Also, if you don't know, they got a 2-part comic book story coming out.
Yes, they do.
Putting out by 12 Gauge Studios. Supposed to be dropped in the stores.
12 Gauge? Yeah, oh, well, that's also in association with Rosario Dawson. Yeah, and I have my picture with her, and her left breast is touching me.
ABC.
Sorry, he's just one, two, three. Mm-hmm. Now, getting back to Boondock Saints 2, like we said before, the McManus brothers are back. Just to give you a little bit of a trailer or a little spoiler, they're back doing what they do best, fucking up mob guys in all different types of weird, crazy-ass ways. And it's awesome. And with a great new twist. Go ahead, don't forget.
My girl. Damn, I forgot her name.
Eunice Bloom.
Yes.
Man.
Yes, but what is her actual name from the lady from Buffy? No, from Angel. Darla.
Julie Benz.
Oh my God.
Every guy.
You could put a stick of butter on her and that shit will melt.
I'd say she's on fire.
Fire!
Even I gotta say, boy, I saw her and I was like, wow, bruh.
Wait a minute, GZ. Remember, when we first saw her, you weren't feeling her. You was like, I don't like her.
I didn't like her at first. And then when she walked in with that black and them stockings and them shoes. Excuse me, I gotta go to the bathroom for myself. I'll be back in 10 seconds.
Well, what got it for me was...
I had to pour my Coke on myself to cool me down.
What got it for me was when she was on the cable and the whole cowboy get up.
Don't even start with that.
Damn.
Boy,
cut your legs.
Ladies, once again, your husband, boyfriend,
love you for it.
Baby's mama,
baby's
mama,
daddy,
mistress, lover,
boy, toy, gigolo, whatever.
Whatever you want, he will love you for it. Trust you, me. Woo. Boy, I'm just a little hot in her. Take off all my clothes. sorry, my bad.
And guys, we're just going to throw this out for just one real quick second. If you're a woman, just so happens to like Twilight, New Moon is also coming out. I'm just throwing it out there. So I'm saying it's just gay. You know, women love it. But there's one thing in there that the guys will love.
There's a part in there for the fellas.
There's a part in there. The guy who played Colossus in the X-Men movie fucks up Edward. And I mean,
Madwick, what do you think about that?
Shit. You know what? I didn't go to the theater and see it. Watched it online. And everything, because you know,
that's
exactly.
Honesty.
You know, I'm saying I ain't getting my money. Well, a lot of people don't get my money.
I'm not paying to watch.
A lot of people don't get my money, but you know, like I said, part one, all right. Then two, I was like, you know, well, hey, I did see that thing in the commercial. Looks like there's a fight scene, so I get to the fight scene, and I call him Colossus. His name is Felix in the movie, but the guy played Colossus in the X-Men films and stuff. There's a couple of scenes where Colossus is fucking Edward up. Like, Edward, what the fuck are you doing? Take this. Take that. Couple choke slams later, and Edward almost gets his head ripped the fuck off. So, you know what? Hey. Dude, do your thing.
Shit was
grabbed
awesome.
Grabbed him by the neck and slammed him on the stairs.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. He said, who the hell do I look like? He said, don't you know who I am? Bitch, my Colossus. Ex-gene is active, bitch.
Wow. Yeah. a little another plug here, you know, that I just thought about. You know, ladies, if, you know, your man's into comic books or whatever and you're close enough and, you know, it's within it, maybe you can buy your significant other a few 3-day passes to a new comic book convention coming your way. Like MegaCon in Orlando. If you're in Orlando, 3-day pass is only about $50.
That is a damn good Valentine's Day.
That would be great, dude. Ladies, like I said, for, you know, your geek boyfriends that they love, which we are too, that would be a great gift.
Tickets are on sale online now until February 26th.
Yep.
If you walk up to, if my girlfriend and my wife walk up to me and was like,
tell me,
baby,
beat your ass.
Because, no, you know, he's got one of those.
If my girlfriend, like I was saying, yes. My girlfriend or my wife walked up
holler
to
her
and was like, baby, we got you tickets to MegaCon. Because I roll like that. They both come up at the same time. Mm-hmm. Said, baby, we got you tickets for MegaCon. I said, oh, shit. My name will be Dangerous Dick Dastardly.
Yeah, and
we already got one of those.
And another thing, you know, it'd even be better if you had both of them come with you.
To MegaCon?
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
I'm just saying, but if they did,
it's
wouldn't
okay.
That be
one
great?
Of them can ride with Master Juice. Preferably the girlfriend.
Not
your wife.
I would not
the girlfriend, not your wife.
In the car with Master Juice.
She wouldn't be your girlfriend. She would not be your girlfriend.
He'd be 5 hours late. Hey, man, where you been, man? He'd be coming in all hot and sweaty and smoking a cigarette.
All I got to say is you have a Latin girlfriend, no matter what she wearing.
It depends on what she wear. I mean, if she came up and then was wearing down the MegaCon, let's say, I don't know, let's throw one out there, a little black canary, you know, with the knee high or the Huntress.
Hey, playing a little role play, spice up your life.
There you go, Valentine's Day right around
Wonder
the corner.
Woman.
Wonder Woman. So there's a Supergirl.
She can tie me up anytime.
I'll tell the truth.
I will tell the truth. Yes, I will. Me.
Massachusetts, this should be your area of expertise. Who would you have your girlfriend?
It doesn't matter what they're dressing up as. I'm trying to get them naked. That's my whole objective. It don't matter what you come dressed up in. It all comes down to you being naked by the end of the damn day. Naked.
What's the they got Spider-Girl out there.
I'll take Rogue. I'll take Rogue. Jungle Girl.
Nice. Rogue got mutant STDs.
Psylocke.
They can even dress up as Mystique.
Can't touch that bitch without falling and catching something.
Movie version of Mystique.
Yes.
She looked like she done caught some herpes too, or so, with all them bumps on her. I'm just saying.
Just tell her to turn into somebody else.
Yeah.
Handle these bumps.
Turn into somebody without the STDs.
I don't think she can do that. Unless if that's part of the core Mystique, then it don't matter who she turned into.
As long as she don't turn to Karen Page, I'm all right.
Let it burn. Let it burn.
Okay. What the hell? What?
Star Sapphire.
Can you feel it burning?
I would have to say a Star Sapphire.
A Star Sapphire. Didn't you get kicked out of the Star Sapphires?
Yeah. And you know why he got kicked out of the Star Sapphire.
He said, I got a lot of love to give.
Oh, Lord.
Every last one of them. But, of course, that guy that got me out of there before Crib got in there. Whoo, boy, I was not about to take that joyride.
I don't know. You probably dropped.
No. No. Stop. No. 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 Move on to the next subject. No.
Ladies, for your man. What else could you get him there behind door number 3 there, T1 Mobile?
We don't want all that extravagant stuff. We don't want rose petals on the bed, in the tub. We don't want...
Hell no, it's just too expensive.
Just a simple movie would do. A simple movie, some macaroni and cheese, a grilled cheese sandwich. Mm-hmm.
And something exciting, like, oh, I don't know, the Wolfman that's coming out.
Bam, there you go. The Wolfman dropping in theaters. It's a remake. It's a remake of the
original Wolfman starring Lon Chaney Jr.
Directed by Benicio?
No, is starring Benicio Del Toro. No.
Directed.
No. No, Benicio Del Toro is starring. He is the werewolf.
Oh,
Anthony Hopkins is in there.
Yeah.
Can never go wrong with Sir Anthony Hopkins.
Hugo Weaving.
Hugo Weaving, yes, man. Agent Smith chasing another motherfucker.
He's one of my fucking idols.
That's right. Joe Johnston is directing it.
Joe Johnston, yes. He's
directing the first Avenger, Captain America, scheduled to hit theaters 2011.
Now, what we just found out about Mr. Joe Johnston, now, I remember because he directed Jurassic Park 3, which I thought sucked. But, you know, we just found out, you know, he did special effects work on the Star Wars trilogies, the original Star Wars trilogies in Raiders of the Lost Ark. So, you know, that he's got experience with working with Steven Spielberg. So, you know, he's got that, background there. So,
why T-Wan Mobile? What other movies coming out?
The Cop Out. Now, the only reason we bring up Cop Out is because Cop Out is being directed by Kevin Smith, who, if you don't know, is an avid comic book fan.
Jay and Silent Bob.
There you go, Jay and Silent Bob.
Clerks 1 and 2.
What?
If you haven't seen any of his movies, we can drop a few for you. Jeezy said Clerks 1 and 2.
Mallrats.
Dogma.
What's that one about Chasing Amy? Yeah.
You know, even Jersey Girl I thought was actually okay.
It was
only the beginning of Chasing Amy, though.
What are you talking about? Finger cuffs? Man, what are you talking about, bro?
Black Rage! That's what I'm talking about.
That man thought he was all pimping, getting into them panties, and then she pulled the 180 on him. I'm a lesbo.
What's a Nubian?
What Cop Out is it? Yeah, it's a buddy cop film. Starring
Bruce Willis.
And Tracy Morgan.
And Sean William Scott.
I don't know how big of a part that he has in there.
But he's in there.
But he's hilarious, in there. Dude.
But they're supposed to be tracking down a stolen vintage baseball card. And like I said, Kevin Smith is, you know, he's a huge comic geek.
And Zach and Miri Make a Porno.
That's
a great movie, dude.
He's a comic book writer, and most of his films have been for the comic book enthusiast. So that's a movie that you can take the fellas too. Like I said, the fellas taking over this Valentine's Day. We ain't going with all that rose petals and
bullshit.
Going to Olive Garden and eating out at the PF Chang's.
We're going to the Waffle House to get me a fucking ham and cheese scramble sandwich.
And the Cheesecake Factory. We ain't doing that.
Fuck is getting me hungry.
I want a Philly steak omelet with about 5 more eggs.
Scattered, smothered, and covered. That's what I'm talking about.
Lying, man.
But shoot, lastly, ladies, if those few ideas don't work for you, you can always revert to this one right here. There's a few action figures out there that you can drop in the lap of your man. The Blackest Night series.
Yep, very good stuff.
Very good stuff.
The Amikami stuff. What else is coming out?
The
Master Universe classic figures and stuff. You know, all those are a lot of great ones. They come out like the 15th, actually. They're changing it up. This month, it's coming out on the 16th and stuff, but the 15th and 16th, you know, every month, that's when the new figure's coming out, right around the corner, and the excellent figure. Too bad you gotta be part of the club to get a fucking Wondar figure, but, you know.
Fucking
who the hell is Wondar?
Wonderbread.
He's the sad, quote-unquote, savage version of He-Man. Looks cool as shit.
Wonderbread is savage?
Yeah, I guess so. But you had to be part of the only way to get a Wondar is you had to subscribe to the Maddie Collector site, which means you had to drop $250. And it's not like, you know, hey, I'm part of monthly sales.
Shit, $250? You might as well just subscribe to Star Trek Online for a full fucking year, you know, your full lifetime.
Yeah. Or you can get off a site and pay like $100, $180 and shit. Or you can, you know, just be in the shadows at a con and let somebody else buy it, and then, but we don't condone buying.
I do.
Only when, and you're gonna, and you're
only
gonna.
When it comes to
only because yeah. You damn straight.
Yeah. But what you know what new figures are coming out this month? They're Mad Wicket.
Let's see. We got some of the new DC Universe ones, the second wave. Well, they might be out already. Like you know, Steppenwolf, Green Lantern, some of those that have come out. Of course, like I said earlier, the Master Universe figures.
Did they drop DC Universe the 14th set that's supposed to be coming out?
I think so. I was trying to think who's in that pack.
Kill a Walker.
Oh, the Killer Walls.
Collective thing. All you posers.
Nice version of
Way to go, D-Nasty.
Basically a build-a-figure and stuff like that, but nice version. This is what the fuck Killer Walk should be done as and stuff. He looks hardcore intimidating, and you just, you know, hey, don't walk up on him. You know, punks jump up to get beat down.
One other one that I'd like to throw out there real quick, you know, if your man happens to be into gaming and he liked HeroClix, you know, as you all know that most of them have already come back out. Marvel had the Thor figure, the Thor series come out.
That just dropped.
Just dropped out. I'm sure he'd love you for that. And apparently, coming out sometime soon would be the Blackest Night HeroClix. I mean, I don't know about y'all.
Yeah.
I never played that game too much, but them HeroClix are so damn cool. I bought them all. I was buying them all because I thought they look cool as all get out.
They really do.
And I mean, some of the ones that they premiered for the Blackest Night HeroClix set, they got a
Flash, a Blue Lantern Flash.
I'm all over that shit.
They have the Orange Lantern Luthor, the 24 Hour Lanterns, the Red Lantern Mera, Aquaman's wife.
Cool. Mera, yes.
They had the Yellow Lantern Scarecrow.
Nice,
and
nice.
Of course, Hal Jordan.
Tell me there's a Red Lantern, Green Gardener. Guy Gardner.
There's got to be. If they didn't make a Red Lantern Guy Gardner, they should slap themselves.
But those were just for
or scrotum punch themselves.
For the Blackest Night set. But, like we were saying, ladies, you know, just to drop a few ideas on you, you know, to get your man for Valentine's Day, because it's not always about you. Yeah, I said it's not always about you.
It's a lover's holiday. That means
it's all about sex.
And this is a direct edition.
And fellas, you know, hey, I know you're like, shit, thank you, direct edition. But hey, it's about the ladies too. Don't completely throw them under the bus and just sit back with your legs kicked up and your hands behind your head expecting them just to give some shit.
And 50-50. A
wise man once said it takes two to make a thing go right. Ooh, yeah.
And I know the surprise would come from the Master Juice and the Booty Jedi, but go ahead and make that, you know, spend that money. Get her some flowers because women love flowers. Bitches love flowers.
When did this doppelganger get in here? Where did he take Master Juice?
What?
Bitches love flowers.
Did somebody give him some drugs or something? What's before him? Who is this guy?
And chocolate.
Oh, shit. This is direct edition. Son.
I got nothing.
Make sure you got a bottle of the bubbly standing by, though.
What? Let's just get the hell out of here with this stupid show. Wrap this shit up, D1 Mobile.
Man, why the hell am I here?
With the direct edition. I'm out. Peace.
Peace.
Booty!
Out.